Hi, this is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to the podcast, Marketing Without the Marketing. Glad you could join me. Today, I would like to talk about ideas versus execution. When it comes down to it, ideas are easy, right? Anybody can have ideas. If you're like me and you're creative and you're thinking all the time and your head is constantly buzzing with new ideas, truly they're a dime a dozen. But really, it's what you do with them that counts. And the execution is the thing that's really difficult. The ideas are simple. Executing is really hard. So do you have the persistence to actually stick with an idea? Is it an idea that's strong enough to withstand that persistence, right? You got to start with something that's a good idea. If you're going to devote more time to it, if you're going to develop it, if you're going to do something with that idea, it better be a strong idea to start, right? You think of it as a foundation. And is it actually a strong enough foundation to build on it? I think to make this a little simpler, because I struggle with this myself, but I think the key thing is to choose which ideas to turn into projects. I think that's at least the way that I make it manageable anyway, right? Because if you think about it, your life is kind of a series of projects. Your job, a project. In today's world, it's not likely that you'll keep the same job for your entire career like our parents' generation did, right? Retire with a pension and all that, right? People switch jobs all the time now. That means really, when you think about it, each job is actually kind of a project. If that job, that particular position, is not going to occupy you for your entire life, well, that means it's a project. So what's your project now? Whether it's your job or something else, job outside of a job? Is that project something that you're really passionate about? Or is it just a holding pattern for the next project? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because there's tons of times where you're doing something now so that you can sort of move on to the next thing. It might be a stepping stone, or it might truly be a holding pattern where you're sort of, circling the airport until you're clear to land. Maybe it's to build up the extra time, the space, the money, whatever it is to go and do the thing that you're passionate about. When the ideas sort of turn to projects, that's where, you really got to start to make some determinations there. Are the ideas strong enough to actually turn into projects? Are the projects based on a good set of ideas and a good set of assumptions? And, I tend to think that any worthwhile project, it probably includes at least one large idea. Probably it requires a bunch of supporting small ideas too, but it probably has at least one large idea. This is the way that I think of it. You may have a different concept, but I tend to think one large driving idea and then some supporting ideas. And the thing is, if the small ideas don't support the big idea, or they're not harmonious with the big idea, that's probably going to cause an issue, right? And this is why I feel like the execution is difficult, because not only does it take persistence, but I think to make something successful, you really have to try to do your research on the market first. There are a lot of people who have ideas who say, I'm experiencing an issue or a problem right now in my life wouldn't an app solve that? Wouldn't it be great if they had a website that did this? Wouldn't it be great if there was a product that existed that could solve this issue? Now, that's great because that's the genesis of an idea. But oftentimes that, just because you're having an issue with that doesn't mean that's going to turn into a product that you can sell or that's going to help other people with that. So the best thing that you can do is try to test that. And so, in the Lean Startup methodology, Lean Startup by Eric Ries, the quickest way to test that is with the concept of an MVP or minimum viable product, right? Get something out there that's incredibly simple to produce that starts to test the concept. Is it actually viable? Put it into the market and see what happens. And key tenet of this whole thing is to make sure that it doesn't cost you a lot of time or money or effort to get that product out there. All you're doing is testing it just to make sure that there's some evidence that the market actually wants that. Really, really valuable. Now, my way of doing that, when I first started my business, the very beginning of 2014, I did a survey, took one facet of my audience, which was nonfiction authors, and I did a survey and ran it for 14 months, collected a few hundred responses, which I am preparing a summary, which you can sign up here on this site at controlmousemedia.com. To get the full report, and I'll be publishing some highlights to my blog. And the idea here was to learn about the audience, to test some of my assumptions. I mean, I had worked with these folks for 17 years with nonfiction authors. Even though I felt like I should know them really well, I want to hear from them. And I do have a set of assumptions, but I wanted to test those. And there were definitely some things that surprised me about this. I mean, there's no doubt. But then the other benefit of this was to learn the language that they use. How do they think of themselves? How do they self-identify? This language is incredibly important because once you know, okay, here are the issues that these folks are struggling with, and then here's the language that they use, I mean, that right there is a powerful driver of your overall content strategy. You want that to be in sync. You don't want to be speaking a different language from your customers. And there's only one way to learn is to interact with them, to be reading the things that they're writing and or posting, talking to them, directly so that you understand their language, or doing things like a survey or the minimum viable product, right? All these things where you're actually getting some feedback and you're learning from your audience, really, really important. So anyway, I would say here's the other thing about ideas. I mean, I started with the concept of ideas are easy. And, you know, when you're interacting with an audience, I mean, you know, facts and reality can get in the way of ideas. And, you know, that's okay. You want to know that. Sometimes I say a no is better than a maybe. And when you're developing an idea, if you encounter something that just says, hey, look, you should stop, right? If the idea is not taking off and this project is suffering because the idea, the root of this, which is the idea, is not strong enough, at some point, you're going to iterate and iterate and iterate, and you got to know when to stop. This is why the concept of the MVP works really well. I mean, it's best to look for an idea that actually solves a problem that's known, right? And key tenet of the Lean Startup is to look for known problems by finding evidence, right? Look for areas where your market, where your audience, there's evidence that they're struggling, and a huge indicator is where they're actually coming up with these jerry-rigged solutions to solve an issue. I mean, that to me says, all right, they're locked in to this concept that you have. They know that they have this problem, and oh, guess what? They're actually finding and or making other solutions. I mean, that's a great way for you to come in and say, hey, you know what? I think I can solve that better for you. Let me come up with a product, a service, or something around that that actually helps you solve that issue. And one last thing I'll say about ideas. You know, I often see startups and small businesses, they have an idea and then they protect it with their life, right? Oh, I can't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Let's do a non-disclosure agreement. Oh my goodness. You know, it's just like this very protective old mindset. And I just feel like, you know, how is your idea going to grow if you don't get it out there? I mean, honestly, if you have a great idea and someone executes it before you do, then they deserve to succeed on that. And I really believe that because, you know, you can come up with dozens and dozens of ideas, but if you don't act on any of them, look, someone else is going to have that idea, whether they get it from you or not. And if they find the audience, come up with a solution around that idea, and they execute on it, and they beat you to it, good for them. I mean, really, this is, if your idea is strong enough and you're interested in it enough and you're passionate about it enough, then do it, right? Get going on it. I mean, this is the great thing about today's world is that you can get started. You don't need to wait. You can move and you can start building your product or prototypes for, you know, hundreds of dollars, not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if your idea is really good, you're psyched about it, you've got some evidence that your audience is psyched about it, do it. Go for it. Go. Run now. It's really, I mean, it's all there for you, but don't sit there and try to protect it. I don't think that's going to do you any good. You know, to me, get the idea out there, start talking to people about it, because otherwise, how else are you going to find out if this actually does solve a problem for people? I mean, you need to start to get some validation, even from friends and family. Don't just try to hide away and protect it. I think that's death to an idea. I mean, it really needs to air out, get out there, sort of discover itself, and then, you know, actually see if it's valuable. Okay, so I'll leave it there. I think you get the idea. Ideas are easy. It's execution that's hard. So hope that you'll take this, get out there, start attacking your next idea, and, you know, start to do great things, change the world, all that. I'm rooting for you. Thanks so much for listening. I always appreciate the attention. More here on this site at controlmousemedia.com, and we'll see you on the next episode.